Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Weather, only to find out that it's 19 degrees, Chris. 19 degrees. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I got a text from Tony and Sophia. Sophia says it's 7 degrees in New Jersey right now. 7. And Tony texted me and said, get this, Pat. He has to go into the freezer where he works to get warm.
He works in a freezer?
Well, he delivers. His company delivers milk all over the tri-state area.
Is there a refrigerator truck?
Yeah, okay. And it's like, it's a freezer. And he says, I'm going in the freezer to get warm. And I was like, come on now. I mean, come on now. But what we're seeing, as strange as it appears, a great majority of the country has been under this cold snap. They're calling it a polar vortex. Let me tell you something.
What?
A polar vortex. They said it's a cold hurricane.
Call it a name for everything.
Isn't that something?
Come on.
Isn't that something like, I have never heard of more made-up names in my life.
That's crazy.
For things. But this is all part of what John Paul Jackson prophesied in The Perfect Storm.
That's right.
That there's going to be all type of different things happening. One of the dimensions of this prophetic word is the fact that the weather patterns are going to be just not normal, and it's just going to baffle people. Like, we're all standing here quite baffled. In fact, I saw a video the other night of someone pulling out a bottled water from inside their car and came outside with it, and within a few seconds, that water in their hand, bottled water, froze.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, that is amazing. But I know that CBN is reporting about this cold snap, and we really want to just get some more understanding of how other people are being affected by this. Because remember, you know, we're talking about the cold here today, but we have people all across this country, homeless folks, elderly, the animals, you know, that are right now affected by this cold snap. So we want to just find out what's going on so we can continue to pray and lift them up.
Graham. The U.S. is in a deep freeze as extreme cold grips the country from Montana to Alabama. This Arctic blast is not just another winter storm. For many areas, it is the coldest in 20 years. Our Caitlin Burke reports.
More than 2 million Americans are layering up today as they face dangerously cold temperatures.
I'm wearing long underwear. I feel like I'm going skiing, but I'm not. I'm going to work.
In Minneapolis, where the wind chill is taking temperatures to 60 below zero, officials issued a rare warning. They say the life-threatening cold poses a particularly dangerous situation, and residents should just stay inside. The historically low temperatures are being caused by a polar vortex, which is basically like a cold weather cyclone. They form in the North Pole and rarely ever work their way this far south.
Polar vortex sounds pretty scary. I think I felt better when it was just cold.
The deep freeze is even reaching the south. Temperatures in Nashville, Tennessee are colder today than in Anchorage, Alaska. And Atlanta, Georgia is seeing temperatures colder than Moscow.
It's really cold. I ain't used to the cold weather.
Meteorologists say that in some parts of the south and east today, record low temperatures set as far back as the 1800s are being broken. Meanwhile, school systems and daycares remain shut down. In some areas, the cold temperatures are bringing winter storms, with snow, ice, and wind proving to be a major problem for travelers. JetBlue canceled all flights at 4 major East Coast airports until later today.
My frustration level is here, in case you want to know.
But the end is in sight. Forecasters say Wednesday's temperatures will begin creeping back towards normal. And by Thursday, most of the country will see some relief from the cold. Caitlin Burke, CBN News.
Wow, totally, totally amazing. Wow. Now you can take this and just, you know, throw it off and say, oh my goodness, this is just some sort of thing that's happening, or we can actually pay attention to what's happening across the country in this weather pattern. When Georgia, the peach state, okay, when Georgia is colder than Moscow, I think we need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I think we need to pay attention. I want to encourage you to visit The Torch, and you can go to The Torch by going to VFNTV.com. And you'll see a flame, a torch that's a moving torch. And you want to click on that, and you're going to find that we have a whole section called Prophecy, a tab, where you can begin to start searching and reading some of these prophetic words and reading about the perfect storm and John Paul Jackson. And, I mean, my goodness, God is speaking. The question is, are we listening, and how do we respond to the voice of the Lord? Let me tell you, God is warning us, and he wants us to be prepared. He wants us to turn our hearts to him. He wants us to come back to him. But we need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pay attention. And I've just seen so many things that happen in just with this weather pattern, but I see this happening in many people's lives. It's like, do you think that the tornado going on in your home right now? You know, so do you think that your personal financial collapse? Do you think that all these things that are happening, chaos upon chaos, storm upon storm, these whirlwind effects, this is not normal living. You know, we're not meant to live in a continual storm, in a continual problem, in a continual, you know, depression that's overtaking us, but God has given us life and life more abundantly, and we're supposed to live victorious in God.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there are seasons of attack. Sure, there are seasons of pressure. There's things that happen to us,
mm-hmm.
but we're not supposed to live in a continual state of destruction, calamity.
Right.
And to write that off, it's like your body's falling apart, everything. Add them up. It's like, catch a clue, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's God saying? Are we, oftentimes, our body, you know, things are happening in our body is just basically telling on us a lot of times. It's reacting to how we're out of order with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would just pay attention to the things that are happening in our lives and not just throw them off, and discredit them. I guess it's where to move. Discredit those things, but recognize that, wow, am I living out a harvest? And what we're seeing happening around the world right now, what we're seeing, I mean, like live, like living, you know, it's streaming here. It used to take some time before things would, it appeared to manifest, and it's like, but events are hitting us. Life-changing events are hitting us like bugs on a windshield. And I believe 2014 is going to be a year that's going to be even accelerated than what we've been used to seeing. You know what I'm saying, Matt? I mean, it's just like, oh, my goodness. And you're going to need to, and we're going to talk about this today. We have an exciting program for you, but we're going to talk about the presence of the Lord. We're going to talk about soaking and abiding and just being with God. And listen, you need God. You need God. Days are going to be difficult, and it's challenging times we're going to be facing. But let me tell you something. God can pull us through anything, and we can endure anything if we have Jesus. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about what man is made of. I'm talking about Jesus himself. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be sharing today about where we refuse to honor or become familiar with the things of God. We shouldn't be surprised when we don't see the miracles of God. I want to see how that was done in Jesus' life.
Right.
You know, if this is how they treated the teacher, the student shouldn't be surprised. And so we can glean some wisdom and understand that, hey, listen, we need to have a heart that's honoring towards the things of God, honoring God himself, the church, his body, and what he is doing if we're going to enter on into what he has for us.
That's right.
You know, God has a place for us. There is a season, there's a place, all those. But you know what? We have to cooperate with God.
That's right.
We talked about this on yesterday's program, and I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to bfntv.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to bfntv.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and then you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way, so sign up for yourself and also sign up a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about on one of the programs how, you know, the Lord is our shield. And he's a shield for those who take refuge in him. And a lot of times people will claim a scripture for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, hey, you know, That's my scripture. That's my word. And it's like, listen, the Bible is not hocus pocus. It's not a formula. Really, it isn't. I mean, really, it isn't. And the way sometimes we see it presented, it's like, you know, a self-help book. And it's the word of God. It's God speaking to us. And we can't just pick and choose the scriptures that we want to apply to our life. We apply the whole word. Mm-hmm. From Genesis to Revelation, you know, Old and New Testaments, you know, they're, it's one word. It's one Bible. And it's meant for us, you know, to abide in, to soak in, mm-hmm. because God wants to speak to us. He wants to commune with his creation. You know, and we talk about this in his presence. You know, of all the things that God's created, Pat, human beings, us, mm-hmm. us, this little frail body made of dirt.
Right.
Has the abilities created with the potential with to love him, to love him, and to receive his love. Mm-hmm. We are created with the ability to express love to God, and I'm excited about that. But you know, it just doesn't happen in terms of promises of God. You know, we have to put on Christ. You know. A coat right now will keep you quite warm, okay?
Yeah.
But it keeps the person warm who puts the coat on. You know what I mean? You have to put on the coat. You have to wear it. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to do with the Lord. You want to receive him. You're not going to be able to pick and choose scriptures, and it's not a self-help book, the Bible. But you're going to need to receive him as your Lord, as your Savior, and as your best friend, because that's what he wants to be, your best friend. And I'm just so excited. We're talking about how Moses was a friend of God. And I'm telling you, that's our inheritance. He's not the man upstairs. Mm. He's not the co-pilot. He's Savior and he is Lord. Just talking about the weather pattern. It is colder in Georgia today mm-hmm. than in Moscow, Russia. I think God is trying to get our attention. I mean, John Paul Jackson cheered up. Yeah, hey, you know, I don't know. But John Paul Jackson shared this what's happening right now. This was already foretold in advance. That's what prophecy is, in advance, okay? And John Paul Jackson shared this in The Perfect Storm, which you can find at VFNTV.com by going to the torch and search, and you'll see these prophetic words and others. But God's getting our attention, and, you know, during the break, Pat and I were talking about, listen, I mean, we need to get this because it's 19 degrees here in Florida. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be sitting in 2 foot of snow. He's like, please repent. The oranges are frozen. Come on. This is not good. You know, in the previous year, we actually saw how many holes, sinkholes, the earth opening up how many times?
Twice. I know. I can remember.
Yeah. I'm like, my goodness. There was like 3 or 4, but I'm not sure.
Well, the ones we talked about. Yeah, there exactly, might have been more.
Yeah. But they were, earth opened up and swallowed people in their whole entire bed.
Yeah.
And it's like,
with him in it?
Yes. He's gone. He's totally gone. 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 And then there was a guy on the golf course. Mm-hmm. There's four men on a golf course. Four men. And mm-hmm. This is on the torch now. Four men on the golf course. And a hole big enough just to swallow up one person. And it happened to be under one of the four.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
God, what are you saying to me?
Yeah. or I thought about the guy at one thing that Francis Chan's like, you, what's your name? What's your name? Out of 30,000 people, the one guy Francis Chan points to, if we were to ask God and someone about your spiritual walk, it's like, oh my goodness, Brian, whatever his name is, you're on the spot right now. But yeah. I'll tell you, listen, we need to respond and understand that God's just trying to get our attention. We serve a loving God, and it's like minimal force necessary. And the pressures and the trials in your life are not meant to destroy you. God's not interested in destroying us. He's interested in us being able to tap out, if you will. You know, tap out and say, uh-huh. I'm done. I'm done trying to do this my way and uh-huh. and ignore God and just do whatever I want to do, but I recognize that there's a holy God, and he has expectations of me. And at the end of the day, really, Pat, really, mm-hmm. all he wants is our heart.
That's it.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you're talking to a child, there's like all these rules and these and all this stuff, and I just can't do this and I can't do that, and it's like, son, daughter, all we want you to do is just the right thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not hard, right? All we want you to do is just do the right thing out of a heart of obedience. And guess what? All these other things, you know, will line up in your life, and there's all type of privileges and all type of things that will open up to you. But mm-hmm. it's like, don't despise really God's love for you, but God will allow us to things to happen to discipline us, correct us, allow hardships to press up against us, for us to respond to him and say, God, what? Mm-hmm. You know, where have I missed it? What? And I'll tell you what, when your back is against the wall, please look up, because God's right there waiting for you and saying, here I am. Here I am. Let's work on it. Mm-hmm. And so if God's speaking to you, don't harden his heart. Respond to him and say, yes, Lord, what do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.